Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And we're getting ready to start a new year, 2021. And I feel like it'll be a whole lot better. And I have a treat tonight. I got Jason Zuck back. So we're going to have a fun night. So let me bring him on. And hi, Jason.
Hey, Kelly Jo, how you doing?
Good. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Glad to be back on. Happy New Year. Tuned enough, right?
So we have quite a few people tonight, so that'll be good.
Perfect.
And I hope New Year's a lot better than 2020.
Oh, for sure. Anything at this point, right? I'm just hoping to bring everyone's safety and health going into 2021. It's like scary to think of where we're at right now.
Absolutely.
But it'll get better. So.
Well, I guess we'll get started, guys. We got 212.
Hello.
Hello, 212. Hi. Where are you from and what's your name?
Yes, hi. This is Bryn from New York City. And I have a specific question. Next year, I'm planning to move out of New York City to Florida. And this January, I'm going to be taking a preliminary trip down to Tampa, St. Petersburg area. And my question is, I'd like to see how that trip will go. I'm just going to go down to get a feel for the area, get a sense of how it feels and what it looks like and how I feel about it.
I think that you'll really like it. And I feel like, are you looking for a job there too?
Well, yeah, I will be. Yeah, I mean, I do healing work. I do foot reflexology and some psychic mediumship work. But, you know, initially, when I'm not doing that, actually up here, I do dog walking and some waitering work, you know, a little bit, you know, not too much with the COVID time, you know, doing the waitering.
Right.
But so, yeah, I'll probably look initially for, I would like to stay with some dog walking and then develop my practice, you know, on the side as it can grow, hopefully.
Well, I see you doing that, and I see you finding your tribe of people that are like-minded people in that area. You might even find, like, when COVID goes, you know, slows down. I see like a spiritual bookshop that you'll be affiliated with. So
I think
you'll be by the water. You'll only be like within maybe a mile of the water.
Right. Yeah, it's surrounded by a bay and then the gulf.
That's what I'm seeing, but you'll be on the gulf side. I'll let Jason take it away.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah. How you doing, sir? How's it going, man?
Hi, Jason.
Happy New Year. I got a couple things. As you were talking to Kelly Jo and just talking in general, I got the move to be a very positive move for you. I do think you're going to be doing a lot more stuff down here than you realize. You're going to be busy. I don't know if you're planning on making the move by March, but there's something about March that jumped off when you were talking that I got your move.
Yeah, I'm looking at March, April, May, June.
Yeah. I got March. I think you might, as I said, you might be busier than you are. You have opportunity in this area. And then I also, full disclosure, I do live in Tampa, but I don't go to St. Pete much, but I'm a little familiar with Tampa itself. I've lived here a long time. But I'll say this, a couple things jumped off me as well. I got that you'll be doing meditation circles or being involved in meditation circles, and that you'll do stuff at the beach because I saw bonfires. So there's either some type of a circle thing, like a drum circle or something you might find out about. And that dog walking business that you're talking about, I see that actually being something you'll wind up possibly doing down here as well. Or there'll be something associated with you walking animals, walking dogs, that you'll find. And then the Dunedin is a community I think you might gravitate up towards for some reason. Or something like Dunedin, which is, by the way, right on the water, but north of St. Pete, about maybe 20 minutes.
What is it? What's the name of it again?
It's called
Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Oh, interesting.
Dunedin, yeah. It's a community on the west coast of Florida. It's in Pinellas County, I believe, or it's in Pinellas and Hillsborough County, and it's probably about 45 minutes outside of downtown Tampa, so if you get proximity. But I see something about there, because something about that area is going to draw you. There's bookstores up there, and there's
Dunedin,
art shops.
I'll remember that.
Yeah. Look, when you come to Tampa Bay, check it out. There's something about that you might find, you know, useful for you.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I see you doing more readings, hon.
Oh, great.
Because you're a great medium and clairvoyant.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah. Well, thank you both. It's a great confirmation for the end of this year.
One last recommendation, and this is just coming through whatever right now. Be open to doing your own podcast or doing some type of a call-in or doing something to get yourself out there, too, because you're going to have beneficial stuff in the future for yourself up there as well.
Okay, thanks so much.
And I'll offer you can contact me, and we'll I'll have you on the show to do pop reading.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
I'm serious.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good, Kelly. Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Happy New Year. Yeah, bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Always here to help other readers.
For sure.
That's okay. Hold on. Operator error. Hang on a minute. Hang on. 347. I'll let you go first, Jay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, 347.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Where
are
you
doing?
From? What's your name?
I'm calling from New York. My name is Maribel.
Oh, what a pretty name. Go ahead, Jason.
Maribel,
welcome to the show. What questions do you have for us?
So I guess, first of all, thank you. But I guess I wanted some more clarity on a situation, relationship really, with this guy that I was talking to. And it just seems like the effort is one-sided. So I just wanted a little
hot
bit
cold.
More. Yeah.
I get the word hot and cold when you said effort's one-sided at the same time. What's his name?
Leah.
Aaliyah, sorry. What I get right off the bat is that there's a miscommunication going on. It's happened and fermented for a while.
Okay.
Are you trying to advance a relationship dynamic between the two of you?
Yes.
I get confusion going on. So somebody's confused more than the other. I feel like if you were to sit down and try to communicate, you got to have a little practice at it. Because when you guys communicate with each other, it's like talking... It's like a unique language the two of you share. There's like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm coming from the outside looking in. So I'm just going to say you guys have your own way of communicating. So there's something that I'm being told to tell you is like try to figure out a way that you can get some type of actual direct breakthrough for communication between the two of you. There's something that's been bothering you that's bottled up inside that I think you need to communicate. And I feel like that can help you. I also think you've got some positive stuff coming up. There's been some pressure right now because of where we've lived in the last, 8 months. But whatever pressure has been externally placed on you guys or on you that's been saddening is going to be relieved by February-ish. So I feel like there's something coming that's going to be positive there as well. That'll make things with your relationship dynamic better as well. Something improves outside in. So there's extra, like if it was extra money coming in or another job or, you know, if someone's unemployed and they now find there'll be a job, there'll be less financial pressure. Something like that happens by February. So that if you know, that's what I see as well.
Okay.
What I get, I see you meeting somebody totally different. He feels like he'll be a blondie. It feels like summertime because I'm hearing summertime. So you're going to meet somebody that, and excuse me my scratchy voice, but also I see a better relationship with this guy because you meet on friend level first and then you guys go into being more romantic and stuff. And I see humor, laughter, fun, a lot of commonality, and just spontaneity. So this is more your cup of tea. So look, but he's a tall drink of water. He's like 6'1". So, and you're a munchkin. So, but you guys will be cute little set of people. And he's very thoughtful, kind, and considerate. And he feels like he's from the Midwest, but he's a transplant where you are.
Gotcha. Oh, wow.
So there you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Thank you so much. That was great.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year. All right. That was fun.
That was
9-4. Sorry, I got the giggles. 941. I'm sorry, me and my dyslexia. 914. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I just did 941, correct? I don't know if I did or didn't. I'll go back to it. Oh, well, operator error. What's your name? Where you're from?
My name's Christine, and I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Oh, cool. What's your question?
My question is, I'm kind of feeling really low energy lately, and I feel like I have some blocks in terms of money and health and love. So I'm just wondering whatever comes up, whatever messages come up for me in any of those areas.
You have finches?
I'm sorry?
Do you have finches?
The
little birds, finches.
No.
Well, they're showing me a finch. So look up what finch means.
Okay.
But yes, and you're going to change how you eat. You're also going to change your attitude. Attitude, perception, and choices. That's how you do. And you're going to get happy. Because they're singing that old song, come on, come on, get happy. Da, 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 da. You know, it's an old 1930s song. And and you're also going to get outside and walk more. I see you exercising gently. And that'll help you. So if you can get in nature or something, that'll help you a lot. So you got all kinds of improvements coming. You just been bummed out, refried. And meditation and journaling will help you a lot. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay.
I feel like, hi, how you doing, Christine?
Hi.
I feel like two things. Anything that you feel is a blockage, it's actually going to be relieved. You got a lot you've been going through. I feel like when it comes to like your work, you could actually change positions or advance yourself next year if you have the opportunity because it's coming your way. So there's something being presented to you as an opportunity. So that's something to keep in mind because you may not pay attention to it at first because there's just so many things going on at once right now, but somebody's going to come to you with a new opportunity, and I would look into it and hear what they have to say. If they're gonna try to get you involved in something, but it's not going to be bad. The other thing I get, it'll advance you in the long run, is what I'm trying to say. In terms of your love life, are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Not in a relationship? Because I see you having an opportunity for a romance in your life, probably towards the late summer or early fall. There'll be an opportunity for that. It's just going to take a few months to go through what we're going through right now. I don't know if Puerto Rico's like the United States, the rest of us, but the quarantines and stuff. But I just feel like you're going to have several more months of languishing with, you know, slowness with that stuff. But then your romance does pick up. You are going to be dating somebody before the holidays.
It's been a really long time. So a few more months is nothing.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, I see good potential. I see literally the time frame I look at is you're meeting someone, and then in a few months' time, you're already dating each other. You know you're exclusive. I'm not saying you're going to get married in a few months, but it's going to be at least something you're going to feel happy about the opportunity.
Yes. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you both.
Happy
God bless you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. How you get a hold of us? I'm www.killerjoepsychic.com and 561-333-5267. How they get a hold of you, Jason?
Yeah, best way to reach me, I just direct people to my website, www.thesocialpsychic.com, and then you could always email me info@socialpsychicradio.com. Best way to reach me.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Here's 510. I'll let you take this one.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tasha, calling from California.
All right. What's your question?
Whatever you have for me.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hi. How you doing, Tasha?
Hi.
First things I'll say is that you're going to have something coming up in January, late January, early February, that you're going to have an opportunity to really shine for something that you're really good at. So there's something presenting itself in that respect, and I feel like that's going to be it's going to be a really enjoyable experience for you. So I don't know if it's a job opportunity experience. Like the analogy I'd give is if you can like give a presentation for the first time in front of this group of people that were previously you were the assistant. Like I feel like there's going to be something that people rely on you for, and you're going to follow through with it, do really well with it, and you're going to get some positive feedback, and it's going to be a good confidence builder for you. And that's only about a month from now. So there's something coming up with that. The other thing I was going to say, too, is you're procrastinating on something that I feel like is important in terms of a decision for yourself. And I'm being told to tell you not to sit on the fence about it and try to make a decision in a couple weeks.
Decision? I don't know. What decision that they're talking about?
There's something. Somebody's telling me you have a decision to make, or there's something you've been procrastinating on that they want you to make a decision on or reach that'll be beneficial, and to try to do so by the end of January. It's going to either, if it's not something you're aware of now, there'll be something that gets presented to you.
Oh, probably the moving. It's probably where I'm going to move to. That I don't know where that is.
Yeah, something that's going to be presented to you, but you're going to have to figure that out, and I'm being told to tell you not to procrastinate on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, and I agree with Jason. It's like when you get an opportunity, assholes and elbows. Don't sit there and say why a piano will fall on your head.
Okay.
and then you also have, like he said, I hear associate. So it's like you'll be like under the head dude, like the you know how like they had a Girl Friday back in the old days? Well, you're going to be like the Girl Friday to a head dude. And you'll make really good money and really enjoy it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, 561.
Hi, this is Gail from Florida.
Hi, Gail. I got a question for Jason.
I have a question for Jason. I have a golden retriever named Ariel. And I bred her this fall, and she was due to have puppies right before Christmas. And about halfway through, it showed that she was pregnant, and she actually absorbed the puppies, so there were no puppies to have. So my question is, can she have a successful litter in the spring, and does she need progesterone supplemented during her pregnancy so that she doesn't absorb them?
There's something that I'm going to say you have to check with a vet about. There's something in terms of consulting with a vet. If you haven't had a vet involved, I feel like you need to have somebody who's an expert in this area that can give you some specific guidance in terms of how to handle her recent situation.
Okay.
I think you have a good opportunity. I think it's going to be based on how well it is, but also you want to check her health because there's something about her health that I feel like is off or whack. Hormones could be out of whack or whatever. I'm not a vet. So you got to check with a vet and see what they can test and figure out in terms of that kind of thing. So that'll determine where you are with it because I can't really predict medical tests and that kind of thing. But that's what I would say is that she needs to go through some extra tests, and you need to consult with a veterinarian that's expertise in this specific type of issue, because I feel like there aren't, not every vet has this experience.
Yeah, we call them repro vets, meaning reproduction vets. And
that's what I get. I get specialists. You got to follow up with the specialist. And there's something about following up sooner than later, like trying to get it done if you really want to meet that goal of March. But I think there's something with her health you got to check first before you try to have a litter.
Okay. So in the near future, go to the reproduction vet.
Right.
That's the first step that I get.
Okay.
That's the first step.
I concur with supplementation, and also that they'll know what to supplement her with, and then she'll have the puppies next time with the help of the reproduction veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
Do you guys think that she had one litter about over a year and a half ago, and she only had three puppies, which is a small litter for golden retrievers? Do you guys believe she absorbed some of the puppies then?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. 914. Hello, 914.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question,
Catherine?
I'm a freelancer, and I was wondering if you see me getting any work through Haley or Paul?
Through Paul.
Please. Really? Oh, wow. Oh, that's the one I was hoping for. Okay. Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, that looks like February, March. That's what I'm seeing.
Wow.
And then they'll tell other people, and then you'll get more work. Go ahead, Jake.
I see you networking when things get picked up again, when things go back a little more relaxed, and that will happen towards the spring. But I feel like you'll be networking more, and you're going to be doing virtual stuff in the meantime to promote yourself. There's going to be growth. And I see a listing of people, like almost like you have a customer list or a client list, something like that, to grow for yourself. And that happens a lot during next year. You're gonna really expand. So that's positive, and I see that leading to long-term growth. So you're really laying a foundation for yourself, which is going to be very positive going forward. And there are some opportunities, by the way, when you asked about Paul. I got Paul is good. I also get someone else coming to you as well for opportunities. You're going to have more word-of-mouth referrals of other people that give you business, other agents or whoever it is that you work with, people that you are involved with, or you're going to grow your repertoire.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, thank you. And
you're welcome.
Paul, I had asked Paul previously about work. Should I ask again, or should I just wait for him to come round?
Just wait for him to call you. Don't bug him.
I got Wade
as
well. You might hear something in a couple of weeks, though. That's why I get you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Many blessings. You both. Happy New Year.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. All right. 386. Whoops. Whoops. Hello.
Hello. This is Cindy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What's your question? Where are you from?
I'm from Florida. And I was wondering if you see anything for me coming in for a residential move anytime soon.
Yes. It looks like March. And you'll then across state.
Across state? You mean across in another state, across the state line? Or
yeah. You're going to cross the
in the same state I'm in.
Yep. You're going to cross state line. So you're going to the next state over.
Okay.
Are you planning on buying a house?
That is what I would like to do, yes.
Yep. I see you buying like an older brick house. It'll be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It feels like it's raised up, but it don't have a basement. It has like a crawl space. It has wooden floors, has a fireplace, has a big kitchen, has exquisite light, one floor, and it's like the shape of an H. Like two bedrooms and one bedroom over here.
Okay.
Master bedroom, master bathroom in the bedroom, and then another master bath in the hallway. It's like a Jack and Jill bathroom. You know,
okay.
You can get it from the, you know. And living room, dining room, beautiful, beautiful kitchen. And it even has a built-in pantry.
Okay. Do you see, like, approximately, like, how many miles or how many hours drive it is from where I am now? I'm close to a state line. I'm within 30, 40
it's
minutes
like
from a state
hour
line.
Hour and a half.
Okay. Okay.
An hour and 45 minutes. That's what it tells me. Yep. And it's more to the north of where you are.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Go ahead, Jay.
It's funny, Kelly Jo, while you were describing what you got, I was picking up similar. I started to laugh. I didn't mean to. I started to stay quiet because some of the stuff you were describing, I was picking up similarly. March. Move is a March. I got you moving in March.
Okay.
I do see you across state lines. I do see you. It was funny when she was describing the property you're going to be at, I had an image of a deck, and it was a raised, it was like almost like on a hill. So it's not going to, I don't see as much Florida as I would see something with some mountains or some foothills at least, okay? So there's something on elevated area, and I feel like it's overlooking like a patch of cleared land, and then you go and then there's more forest and stuff, like more rural area. But I feel like you might even have satellite for TV or satellite for internet for yourself. That's how rural you might be. But you'll still be on the grid not far from it. It's like literally down a mountain road or something. Is the center part of the area where you live in a town, that little community. Because I see a little Main Street, kind of Broad Street, kind of, you walk down the little road and it's in 1950s America. You walk down Main Street, all these little shops and that kind of thing. And I see a little
hardware
store. I mean, that's what I'm
Yep.
What's that, Kojo?
Hardware store.
Yeah, just those. I see you in that kind of an environment. So I see you happy, though. I don't see you in any way negative about your move. I see you happy about it. It's going to be an adjustment, but it's a positive thing for you in the long run.
Okay. Do you see how
and
I find it? I've been looking for a while
you're gonna
for a place.
Stumble bumble on it, and it has French doors in the bedroom out on the deck.
I see you driving to it. So I see you going and viewing it. First, you'll view it online, and then you're talking about how you find the property itself, or you mean how you find
the
move?
How I find it, you know, that it's available.
Yeah.
I haven't had much luck finding it.
It's going to be something that becomes available. You're going to be actively looking, and it's not going to be too far from now, but you're going to actually go and drive to see it. You'll first see it virtually, then you're going to drive to see it. And I feel like it's like the daughter of parents that were elderly, and they're like taking over the property and they're renting it out or something.
Sale by owner.
Or selling it. Something. Yeah, like a sick parent
and
daughter's taking over the space.
Sorry.
Yeah. So. But it's gonna come your way, and it's gonna present itself. You'll know. I think because of this conversation, you'll probably be like, oh wait. So.
Okay. Yeah, I have horses, so I'm looking for a place with some pasture and barns that's right there together with the house.
And I have a barn and rail. A pole barn.
And you're gonna have the right acreage.
Yep. Two and a quarter acre. It's grandfathered in. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overrun you, Jay.
No, you're good. You're good. I'll say this too. Don't be surprised when you move to this community, the opportunity that opened for you. It's almost like you'll connect with people that you didn't realize existed, and there's going to be a couple of people that are really positive in your life. So you'll have some very interesting experiences that you weren't expecting for a move.
Okay. Now, I was told recently that I was going to meet someone for relationship-wise very soon as well.
In
that same time frame, do you think it'll be before I move or after?
You're gonna, after you move, he's going to own a quarter horse.
After.
Okay.
Yeah, I get after the move, not before. It's not going to be one of those inconvenient timing things where you meet somebody, then, you move. No, that's not the way that's going to work.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That might have happened if you did the move in 2020 because everything this year got screwed up, but I don't think that's going to be the way it will work. I don't see that happening for you.
You're going to have very kind, helpful people in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And that you're going to meet him. He'll be in the neighborhood.
And I get that you're going to be friends with somebody who owns a florist, those floral arrangements or a floral shop or flower background, green thumb kind of thing.
Okay.
So.
You're going to have a wonderful...
Her name might be Linda.
Okay. Keep that in mind, Linda.
So stick that in your cap.
Well, sounds very, very good. Thank you. Yeah, Mark.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
You
too.
Have a good night.
Both of you as well. Thank you very much.
I got too excited. I was talking over poor Jason.
Oh. How many shows have we done together?
All right. Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you. You
have
too.
That's 727. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly, Joe. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Oh, great. So 2 days before Christmas, and I know you're not doctors, but 2 days before Christmas, my doctor's office called, and my mammogram has something abnormal on it, and I have to go have a test January 8th, and I'm just a little nervous.
It's doable. It isn't any, you know, it's a bump. It's contained. And they'll be able to just excise it, and there you go. Bada boom, bada bing. It's
okay,
more
so
like calcified. I'm not a doctor, but it's like a round calcified thingamabobby.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not a doctor. I can't promise, but whatever it is, it's doable. And, you know, it feels like it's fixable and all that.
Okay.
Okay. Tell you, let me go. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say this. I got the word calcium, so there's going to be something with that. I feel like it's going to be something where they treat it. It's not going to be something that leaves you at long-term implications, I don't feel like. I feel like you have to monitor certain things, and you'll have that starting up in the new year. But I would take it each step at a time and work with your doctors, but I personally feel like Kelly Joe's basic analysis was that it wasn't going to be something major. That's what I feel like as well. I feel like they'll treat it, whatever it is. I get the word calcium.
You'll just have a tiny scar, no biggie.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't like
that. You can wear your buzzer over it, nobody will ever know. No biggie.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I just didn't like that they called 2 days before Christmas. I wish they would have waited, but it's okay. I had a wonderful Christmas.
Well, it's better to know than not know that we ain't there sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all have a happy New Year.
You too.
Thank
happy
you so much.
New Year, Joe.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay. 561. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Connie. What's your question for Jason?
Jason, hi, how are you?
Hi, Connie. How you doing?
Good. I'm just wondering if you see anything about me finding permanent work, not filling in at law firms, but something permanent.
Quick answer was yes, resoundingly, though. So it's a pretty strong yes. You are going to. And it's going to be through a referral from somebody you know that you've already worked with or somebody you have a relationship with that you know pretty well, know you professionally, somebody you've had a relationship with in a business where they weren't able to offer you an opportunity because they had a limited budget, but then they know somebody now with something open that comes up that you could fit if you look at it. It might be a couple thousand less than what you'd expect for a salary right away, but it's going to lead to something better in the big picture. So I would say entertain any offers that come your way and don't necessarily be discouraged if the pay is slightly, you know, lower than you'd want it to be, because it leads to bigger opportunities down the road.
Okay. Do you see that happening, Jason, like anytime soon? I don't mean to laugh.
That's okay. I think it's going to be really based on you with the timing of it. If you put more feelers out there and if you make it known that you're interested in finding something or having an opportunity, then I would say that would be where I would go with it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'm getting by February. End of January,
okay.
February. You know, like the last week of both. I mean, the last week of. I'm sorry. The last week of January, beginning week of February. There. Blah. Finally, I got
okay.
that out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Happy New
Welcome.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Thank
Year.
You.
All right. Okay, let me get one more. 614. Hello, 614.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Jason and Pat?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we are
okay.
here.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi,
what's your question?
Madison. How are you?
Good.
Hello. My question is, I've had so many ups and downs over the last couple of years, and I spoke with you guys before about getting a new office space, and you both said you saw something coming in April. Do you know how it comes about? Because I've been looking and I've been talking to people, and I'm just getting a lot of discouraging advice from some of the local people.
Go ahead, Jay.
I feel like a lot of that is going to hinge on your ability to keep an open mind to your options and to look at the different spaces that are available. There's going to be something that opens up. It's not right away in January. And I know we were talking about April, but you're going to start learning about different places going into the spring, like late winter, early spring. There's still not a freeze, but there's going to be not as much activity in January. So I feel like it's more like February when you start actually doing the process. Anything that you can do to
yeah.
kind of research areas ahead of time before you go through the formal searching will help maybe give you a couple extra weeks by time with that. But that's not more than what I see. If you work extra aggressively and doing your research now and looking everywhere that you can look within a certain region of your desired spot, I feel like that might speed it up a couple weeks at most.
Yeah, I've been looking for about a year now. I've been trying to, because I want to be downtown. And I remember you saying that I would find something with a possible tax break. And so I looked into the city to see what their economical development plan was, and there are some things that say that they do offer those options. I just haven't had a chance to officially talk to anybody yet. And I wasn't
yeah.
sure if that was how I might be able to come across it, because realtors are trying to steer me in completely different directions.
So, interestingly enough, when you just said that, I was being told you already have your plan right in front of you. You should talk to those people. You should be assertive in contacting those people, but not until after, like, the first or second week of January, you know, like, after, like, at least after the 5th or 6th. Give it a few days for some reason. I don't get the earliest part of January.
Okay.
If somebody works in a city office, too, some city outreach office or some nonprofit that does work with city, like DCF works with Department of Children and Families, and they work with other social workers. There's somebody you can work with in the local Chamber of Commerce or one of the local branches of the government that overlook this stuff,
yeah.
oversee it. Find out who's there. There's people that can help you with some advice and some guidance in the direction you take.
And that's what I'm seeing, too. I'm seeing Chamber of Commerce. And there is some programs that you can do, and they're showing me different like spokes of a wheel. There's the middle of the wheel, and then spokes, circle. So it's like you're going to go and do your due diligence, and then you're going to get where you need to go. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Like this person, I'll tell you about this program, this area, and then that's how you're going to find your place.
Okay. So it's still in the area that I'm looking. It's just it's going to take me a while to find the actual location.
But you're the hub, and then the...
Okay.
But you are going to, like he said, and you're going to have some kind of a grant or some kind of a tax break that's going to help you get it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what you guys told me before. I was just making sure I was on the right path because I've been talking to people and they keep...
Well,
I guess,
don't
kind
listen
of poo-pooing
to them. You do your own thing. Everybody... You know, opinions are, everybody has one.
I know. Well, thank you guys very much. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Well, any plans for New Year?
Me? We were just talking about you and I and possibly doing a show on my podcast for people to call in at like 7 o'clock. So that's my first started thing.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
we're going to be having that. Look for it at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
At Friday the 1st. I mean the 31st.
Thursday the 31st at 7 o'clock. Because I'm not planning on doing too much New Year's just because
Thursday,
of the whole. Correct. That's what I had planned.
You need to say it again because I got it all goofed up.
No worries. So New Year's Eve, which is Thursday, the 31st of December at 7 o'clock, I've invited you to come on my show to do an hour call-in episode with our callers and my audience and anyone from your audience that wants to participate. And so that'll be 347-989-1206 if anyone wants to call in and ask us questions there.
Yes, and that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be our break into 2021.
Absolutely.
And 2021 is going to be better.
Absolutely.
I know that's not a real word, but.
I'm excited about 2021 for many reasons. And I think part of it's going to be because it's moving forward in terms of us trying to get through everything and advancing things again and, you know, picking up life again and helping people.
Yes. It feels like a new beginning and a rebirth.
Exactly.
We had a lot of travailing to do in 2020. But now we're getting on the other side of it.
I agree. I'm excited about what's ahead. I really am. I think we are turning the page. We are rounding the corner. It's going to take a few months into 2021 to see the real difference of it, but I feel pretty confident.
You and me both. I feel like it's going to get better and we'll be able to have a semblance by the end of 2021, a semblance of life again, you know, of being able to, at the end of 2020. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we'll see you New Year's Eve and see you all in the future. Good night, all.
Thank you.